I sit on a black leather couch next to my husband, Kevin, in a grief counselor's office. A box of Kleenex rests on a small coffee table in front of us. One of those framed pieces of coffee shop art, a black and white photograph of rough-hewn hands holding coffee beans, hangs on the wall above us. Coffee and Kleenex, this office seems to say, will solve the world's problems. If only. We've had a crazy last few years. In 2015, we opened the doors to our church plant, Renewal Church, just as my first book came out. We rejoiced, celebrating some tremendous movement of God in our lives and in our neighborhood. Then, the very same week, I woke up inexplicably unable to walk. I couldn't put any pressure on my legs whatsoever. For days, I scooted around our home like a dog scratching its hindquarters. Assuming it was a running injury, I tried the old faithful. Rest, ice, compression, elevation. No improvement. After a short hospitalization, I was able to walk again, thankfully. But this surprising illness visitor has evolved into a long-term tenant. I now experience new health issues so disruptive that Kevin has, on more than one occasion, had to carry me around the house. I can't pull tissue from our counselor's box of Kleenex without much effort, let alone hold coffee beans in my palms without experiencing severe pain. While I suffer from the physical discomfort of this mysterious illness, Kevin suffers too. He made that in-sickness vow before God and all of our friends and family without really knowing what that might one day entail. Here it is. Come to collect. Come to test if we are truly people of our vows. And if that's not enough, there's also the unresolved search through Crater Lake, Oregon, for a loved one, my cousin and dear friend Cameron. Park rangers find remnants, clues, a coat, broken branches on the side of a cliff, snowshoe prints near a well-traveled photo spot, a place where many hikers before him have gone and returned safely, but not Cam. We hold his funeral in an airport hangar, photos in lieu of a coffin, unanswered questions instead of resolution. And still this, our youngest son's developmental issues, his spinal cord surgery and ongoing aftercare, his life-threatening allergies, weeks at Lurie Children's, months of therapy, years where my mama fears have morphed from molehills into mountains. And so the bad comes with the good. And it's all a bit too much to manage, contain, or make sense of. It feels like hell and heaven are having coffee together in my kitchen, secretly laughing about some inside joke, but I have no idea what's so funny. I'd like to tell you that in the face of adversity, I rise above. I overcome. I more than conquer. Truthfully, I'm exhausted. And even that doesn't feel quite right. Exhaustion implies that at one point there was a commodity of energy to be used, and that there is hope for rest again in the future. But with my illness, along with the grief and fear that I currently carry, I can't foresee rest anytime soon. So it's not that I'm exhausted, it's that I'm done, numb, running on empty. Is this spiritual?